BBC News with Sue Montgomery. South Korea and the United States have promised an overwhelming joint response in the event of any possible use of nuclear weapons by North Korea. The commitment comes in the Washington Declaration, unveiled during a state visit by South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol. Barbara Plett-Usher is in Washington.
What this agreement does is it reassures the South Koreans, or it's meant to reassure the South Koreans, that the American existing commitment to come to their defense, including with nuclear weapons, which is a treaty obligation, is very strong and it will happen. And it is meant to send a message of deterrence to North Korea. President Biden also repeated his offer for diplomatic talks, eventually leading to denuclearization, but the North Koreans haven't responded to that.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives have passed a bill that will raise the country's debt ceiling in conjunction with big spending cuts. The measure is unlikely to be approved by the Democratic-led held Senate. It's in conflict with President Joe Biden's hopes to increase the amount of money the U.S. can borrow without conditions attached. The Republican House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, said Mr. Biden can no longer put America's economy in jeopardy.
We're going to limit the growth in the future. We're going to save by pulling back this unspent COVID money. We're going to grow this economy by making us energy independent again and getting more people, encouraging them back to work. The sad part here is now the Democrats need to do their job. The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating.
As concerns rise that Sudan's fragile three-day ceasefire is breaking down, the UN's representative to the country has renewed calls for both sides to fully adhere to the truce and allow access to humanitarian workers. Volker Perthes said he was deeply concerned about reports of fighting in Sudan's West Darfur region. Here's Jessica McCallan.
On Wednesday, reports began to come in that fighting in the city of El Geneina near the border with Chad was taking on an ethnic dimension. Mr. Perthes said weapons were being distributed amongst local communities, fueling fears that the power struggle in Khartoum could spill over and inflame existing tribal and ethnic tensions. He said there had been reports of attacks on civilians and mass looting, with UN buildings among those being targeted. The conflict in Darfur has killed some 300,000 people since it broke out in 2003, simmering away ever since.
The Pope will allow women to vote for the first time at a global meeting of bishops in October. Five religious sisters will be granted voting rights in an assembly consisting mostly of several hundred male bishops. BBC News. The Colombian President Gustavo Petro has decided to take over the post of Minister of Finance. It's part of eight changes in a cabinet reshuffle, the second in the 9 months he's been in power. It comes as the government struggles to get legislation approved by Congress. Ecuador has launched a long-awaited debt buyback plan that will free up money to protect the Galapagos Islands, one of the world's most diverse ecosystems. First proposed by President Guillermo Lasso 2 years ago, Ecuador's bankers, Credit Suisse, agreed to buy back some of the country's debt for $800 million and refinance it more cheaply. The government will then use the savings for Galapagos conservation. Spain is set to experience its hottest ever day for the month of April, with forecasters predicting temperatures of up to 40 degrees Celsius. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, has warned of the continuing challenge of climate change. Here's Mette Tsrikirka.
Fountains and heat shelters, which do not normally need to be used until July, will be in high demand today across the country. The Spanish Meteorological Service estimates temperatures will be between 15 and 20 degrees Celsius higher than normal for April. Southern Europe, suffering from the impact of climate change, is living through the highest number of days on record with very strong heat stress. Agriculture has been badly hit, with crops struggling in the unprecedented conditions.
A jury in New York has convicted the American hip-hop artist Pras Michel on 10 charges relating to a foreign lobbying campaign by a wealthy Malaysian businessman. The trial followed an admission by the Fugees rapper that he'd received $20 million in exchange for helping the fugitive billionaire Jolo get a photo with the then-US President Obama. BBC News.